Do you want to reduce waste in your paint department or color match more quickly? Well, there's new technology in the industry, so you should check out this interview that I did so you can find out about it. Might be a good match for you. Ha ha ha.
Welcome to Body Bangin', your podcast for all things body. Auto body, that is. And now, introducing Body Bangin's host, Mickey Woods of Mickey Woods Marketing. Mickey is a former Auto Collision Center owner and is now a marketing and business development expert to shops across the globe.
Hello, and welcome to the Body Bangin' podcast, where we are at the Southeast Collision Conference in Richmond, Virginia. We want to first thank our sponsor, Lombard Equipment, selling equipment new and refurbished from Miami to Maine, the whole East Coast. So if you need equipment, you know who to call. Now, today on our podcast, we have Amanda Valmonte. She is a business development manager at PPG, and she's going to chat with us some cool technology that's come out, the PPG's come out with, and it'll be interesting to see now if other paint companies are going to follow suit, which I have a feeling they will. So hello, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you for coming on with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Brave soul. Excited.
Yeah. I know.
She's like, what did I get myself into? So Amanda was sharing with me a little bit ago about a cool new system that PPG has. So Amanda, what is the name of it?
Yeah, so we have a new mixing system, an innovative mixing system called Moonwalk, and it is an automated process with mixing your paint with EHP.
So now tell us what makes this so different from the traditional mixing style.
Absolutely. So this is 100% automated, other than an individual loading the toners onto the mixing bench. But from there, the machine takes it and it's 100% accurate based off the variant that the painter selects. And it's a huge success. It's been around since 2019. However, we have about 1,500 of them active in the field today, and it's going rampant in the U.S. right now. So we're very excited to introduce it to the U.S. market. We've been getting a lot of great feedback on it.
That's amazing. So what are you feeling like what is the main thing that people are like, oh, I love this because? Is there one main thing or probably several?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of several different points with it that everyone's been very, very excited about. One of them is it's eliminating waste, right? So the biggest takeaway today is the Moonwalk is able to measure to the 100th versus the 10th.
Wow.
So, and we're able to, and that's as accurate to at least 1 ounce. So if you know anything with the formulas, sometimes there's a lot of minimums that you have to mix to in order to get that accurate color.
Yeah.
Well, we're able to reduce that simply because we're able to measure to the 100th, which is very exciting. So that's a big takeaway. So just waste
profit margin.
Absolutely. Huge profit margin.
Yeah.
And it's also 100% accurate. So you're getting better color matches a lot quicker. And it's like you just said, your profit margin is generating profit. And what we've been seeing is the sweet spot is any shop that's mixing 6 to 7 mixes a day is able to impact their throughput by gaining an hour of production a day. So that's five extra hours a week that you're able to put back into your production. And that's been a huge, big game changer for a lot of these shops looking to become more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is this something where if you're a PPG customer already, do you have access to this or is this an add-on? What does that look like?
Yeah. So all PPG customers have the opportunity to take a look at Moonwalk and see if it's a great business fit for them today.
Okay.
You know, I'd advise anybody who is a PPG customer to please reach out to your territory managers or regional managers or BDMs.
Yeah.
If you are not a PPG customer, we'd love to still talk to you. it's obviously a great opportunity to talk and see, you know, how can this impact your business and create more efficiency? And again, we talk about waste all the time. And if you're looking at even just the average 1 ounce, if you're wasting 1 ounce, that's $5 an ounce that you could possibly be wasting. So that adds up very quickly.
Yeah. And I didn't realize until fairly recently how much money, I don't know, that word waste is just like so painful as a former shop owner.
Yeah.
How much money there it goes into unused, wasted, whatever you want to call it, paints, paint materials in general. So this, if there's any way to save money, and I feel like so many shops are so busy that maybe they're not so focused on this, but imagine at the end of the day, if you're able to get more time back in your day, if you're able to decrease the amount of waste, increase your profit, and you get a better color match for the customer, so you're maybe not repainting, respraying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's huge.
It is huge. And you were saying something earlier too about a 3D option. Tell us about that.
So Moonwalk is part of our whole digital ecosystem, and we call that digital ecosystem Link. So there's different variants in that ecosystem, and one of them is Visualized ID. And Visualized ID is a 3D rendering of the variant based off of the, when you use our DigiMatch camera, you take your camera picture, you upload it, and now it will show you 3D renderings of the best variant match for that color, which is really cool and exciting because you can look at it in different light sources. So you can actually look at it under the sun, and you can look at it in booth lighting, you can move it. So it's completely, you can move it so you can see the flop, the face, you can zoom in so you can kind of see what the metallic looks like based off the photo and the variant. So it gets you to a color match a lot quicker. We have shops that are able to now just select one variant and have one spray out.
Yeah.
And they're right there. You know, so it's cutting down the whole spray out process.
Right.
And it's been very successful for a lot of shops. It's great feedback.
So is it kind of like an artificial intelligence type thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going in that direction with the technology.
Right.
And it's a lot of R&D that PPG put behind this. And
that sounds like
some really good, exciting stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool. So where are you located out of?
So I'm in the Delaware market. So I'm handling, I do a lot of the Baltimore, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Virginia markets. So I'm here on the Mid-Atlantic area. So it's kind of it's very exciting to be here at the conference today.
Yeah. Is this your first time there?
It is. It's my first time here. And it's been an amazing, there's a lot of great resources here, a lot of education, and just great conversations that are coming around, you know, between visiting other booths and having customers come up to our booth as well.
Yeah. So far, what has been one thing that's really stood out for you at the conference?
I think, well, obviously I've just been here since this morning, but I think the biggest thing is being able to connect with a lot of people and just hearing what's going on in the market today. Like we're in a completely different, and like our industry has changed rapidly within the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so important with being ahead of the game with our whole, with PPG putting a lot of effort into the digital ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's impacting us a lot better or a lot more with us, with the shops having to write more estimates and not having the adjusters come out wherever we can do to save more time, because on the front end of everything, the shops are getting jam packed with things.
Yes.
So I think that's the biggest thing here today is just hearing the stories and seeing how adaptive people have come.
Yeah.
I think that's major. It's really cool.
It is major. I love that word. Yeah. It's totally major.
I know.
Yeah. And it's neat to hear of all the different things that different companies are doing, the different shops are doing, and what's working for some and what's working for others, and the new technology coming on the scene, which this is, like you said, it's been out since 2019, but sometimes it takes a while to flush things out, to get the feedback from shops.
Yep.
How are things working? Now you've been using, you know, everybody can say something's great when they just roll it out. Well, you don't really have much data.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So now you've got some data under your belt. So now you can brag about it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun to see this coming into the US market. We've had great success with a lot of shops. I think it has to make sense for the right shop, but I think that's where the conversations happen, and where if this doesn't make sense, there's, you know, let's be a little bit more creative and find what makes the most sense for you, for the shop, and for, you know, the vendors. So I think it's a big deal.
Yeah. And really, I think paint companies are oftentimes kind of overlooked in shops. And there's so much more value than just providing the material. Mm-hmm. As you guys really do help out and get to know your shops so much and bring so much quality information to shops that are open to hearing it.
Absolutely. So, and that's the exciting thing with my position, right? So yeah. I'm business development manager, and I was just having this conversation with somebody today at the conference. And mm-hmm. I don't even come in and talk about paint. I'm looking at a shop and how can I maximize their profitability by looking at process, mm-hmm. education, training. What avenues do we need to look at to help you grow your business?
Yes.
We say it all the time, like paint is 10% of your business. Right. So what can I do today to help you maximize what you're doing today in your business? And I think that's the exciting part with my position is I get to have those dynamic conversations.
Yeah.
And it's really rewarding because when I get to work with a shop and see it over a year and how they've grown and how they've changed their thinking and their culture, I think that's when that all unlocks, and it's just very exciting to see.
Yeah. I'm sure very fulfilling to be a part of that.
100%. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And because I have shops that don't really do a whole lot of engagement with their BDMs, whoever they're mm-hmm. working with, whatever paint line they're working with. And then I have other shops that are they go out to lunch with their reps and they're, it's like their paint BDMs, it's like part of the family, it's part of the team.
Right.
Those shops really, you can see the difference. Because somebody like you works with a lot of different shops. You get a lot of different exposure. So you can bring things to the table that they might not be thinking about.
You're absolutely right. You're spot on with that. And I think that when you're able and you're open to having very, very dynamic conversations and you're open to discussing those things, I think you just learn and you expand so much more, right? So these shops are, I see more and more these shops are becoming more open in conversations, and they realize that, hey, relationships, they're only in a box, right? They're at their shop every day where their vendors are visiting, just to your point, are visiting all around them. So they get to see a different dynamic, and to bring that information to that shop, I think is so beneficial for them.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy my job. I say it every day. All I'm out to do is just to come out every day and make more friends.
Yeah.
That's all my job is.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Amanda. We kind of snagged her. She wasn't prepped for this, but you did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here.
Of course. And thank you again to Lombard Equipment for being our sponsor. They've been selling equipment for over 30 years. So you can call them even if you're not on the East Coast. If you've got questions about equipment, they are totally willing to help you out. They are awesome people. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. And don't forget to check out the next episode of the Body Banging Podcast. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have some incredible topics and guests coming your way you will not want to miss. If you are watching on YouTube and don't want to miss the latest and greatest, you'll want to hit the bell after subscribing so you will get a pop-up each time a video podcast goes live. To our devoted fans, would you mind paying it forward and sharing this little gem with someone else you think may benefit from it? Much love from all of us here at Body Bangin', all things auto body.